Chris. Welcome to the lighter side of the dark side. It's your Thursday Night Freak Show, and I'm surrounded by the past and the future and the present. I have Nicole Six, my beautiful co-host. You want to say hello, everybody?
Hello.
And sitting across from me, wearing a very nice dress, my original co-host, you know, when I started the show in 2000. And look who's come in.
Hello.
It's Jesse Dubai, beautiful star, adult star. Jesse, come on, have a seat over there. Have a seat over there, and have a seat next to Elle's belt.
Yes, that's true.
And you brought a special guest too.
Yes, I brought my girlfriend.
That's your girlfriend? Very
Hi.
Nice. Let me go ahead and actually Nicole, if you can sort of if we can kind of get
Swap.
Everybody, yeah, we're gonna need a little
scooch.
Space later for
you. Trying to get them all in.
Well, okay, so I guess no, Jenny's gonna do
okay.
it. Okay, so anyway, so I was. When I started the show in 2013, Jesse, the wonderful, beautiful woman to your left, Hell's Bell, was my original co-host. And we got into all sorts of fun shenanigans. She danced on the table for the guitar player for Ministry and the guitar player for the Temptations. What else did you do? You gave me a lap dance once.
I did splits.
You did splits? You did, you were painted like a clown. You
yes.
got choked. And also, you know, this is all in, this is... You were on maybe less than 10 shows, probably 5 or 6. That's all that happened.
I completed that all.
It's always, you want to make sure, you got to get the mic a little closer now. And the guy that's frantically working to Hell's Bell's left, and we're going to get into this, is her new boyfriend. This is a match made in fetish heaven. I've known these two separately for a long time, and I don't know when they met, but he's the master of feathers. I don't know if you saw some of the pictures I posted. This is Cyrus. Cyrus?
Hey, how you doing, Mark?
We got Jesse Dubai and Jesse's girlfriend. Jesse's girl. What is your name?
I'm Savannah Thorne.
Savannah Thorne? Okay.
Yes.
Oh, Jesse's girl. Yeah, that's Jesse's girl. Anyway, so we might as well get into it. We're going to start. By the way, go to Do Me Some Cooking. Go to Audible if you go to darkmarkshow.com. And I'm going to post coupons tomorrow for adamandeve.com and adammail.com because we're sponsored by both. Adam and Eve, as Hell's Bell undoubtedly knows, the number one adult toy store on the net.
Mm-hmm.
Adam Mail, the number one gay adult toy store on the net. And I'm not really sure what the difference is, but we'll have deals on vibrators all over the place. Jesse Dubai, I've been doing a lot of research on you.
Have you?
I didn't know you had a girlfriend. Well, first off, you're from Colorado.
Yes.
And you still live in Colorado.
I still do.
Me too.
You know who you...
You do? We need to meet.
We used to both live in Westminster, Colorado.
Oh, nice!
And
not at the same time.
Not at the same time. It was a whole thing. But you still live in Colorado?
Yes, I always come home.
So
I don't know. How
do you get into the adult business being in Colorado? I mean, San Fernando Valley. We know how that goes. But is there a big adult?
Not at all. That's why it was hard for me to achieve. And for me, it's still amazes me that I've gone to where I've gone, coming from Colorado, because there's no adult industry, especially for transsexuals.
Right.
There is a big company, I think, in Boulder. Everyone keeps telling me that, but I'm like, I never heard about it.
I didn't either.
By the way, Jesse Dubai is transsexual. I don't know if you're... You got the best of both worlds. You got beautiful boobies.
Yeah.
A wonderful feminine body, and you got a dick.
Yes.
Yes,
and
I noticed
just
that.
Just so functional. Just putting it out. No, just kidding.
No, she's a part of the Mile High Club. I've heard the stories. I did the research.
Yes.
Yes. So is that ever coming off, or is that staying on?
Well, if it's fully functional, why get rid of it?
Exactly.
Oh. Yes, exactly. I don't know. Before I was into porn, or before I was sexually active with my front, I wanted to have sex, just be a girl, you know?
Sexually active with your front?
Yeah, I was always a girl. My relationships was me giving oral and then bending over, and that was me. That was what I thought I was supposed to do, what I liked to do, because that's what I wanted.
That's what all the girls I date tell me what to do. That's what they tell me to do. That's not what you're supposed to do?
I guess there's more to it, because then once I started experimenting with more guys that are like, no, now you do
right.
me, I was like... Oh, I can do that? Really? Okay.
And then I started trying. Look at that smile. Look at that.
I know, right?
And I was like, okay, I like this. So I don't know, maybe down the road, once I'm tired of it, once I already got the most fun out of it, I'll be like, I guess I'm ready to settle down and just, relax my life as a full, completely woman.
Okay, well, let me know when that happens. We'll get the surgery at the same time. Meanwhile, I said, talked about your dick. We already have a caller. Caller, we're on the line. Dark Mark Show. What's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
Who is this?
This is Keith from New York.
Do you know Keith from New York?
Hi, Keith. How are you?
Well, on Twitter, I'm my handle is I'm tight.
Say that again?
His hand's on
my
something. I don't know.
On Twitter, yeah. I am tight.
Okay.
His handle on Twitter is that he's tight.
And let me ask you this. How tight are you?
Oh, just check your protege's last. I just posted a video on your protege's Twitter of me taking one of my toys.
Oh, I have to go and check it out.
Yeah, he's tight.
I did it.
He might know the difference between Adam male and Adam.
Probably does.
You might know. How about if you tell us from the toys that you have tried, which one makes your butt like stretch more and which one helps it, you know, keep it tight?
I like the stretch. The best thing about me is that I bounce back pretty fast. So I'll take the stretch. I'll take the move. I'll take the bite.
That's what they all say.
Uh-huh. What's the biggest thing you have shoved up there?
Must be my 9-inch by 3-inch.
Really? Don't tell me that I can beat you fisting myself. Oh my gosh, I thought you guys were better than me. I'm learning from my fans. A lot of the things that my fans do that they tell me they like doing, I'm like, I want to know why they like it. So I'm going to go and try it myself. Right. And I can't believe, I'm better. Like, you know, I can fist myself.
Hey, Keith, what would you like Jesse Devine to do to you?
Every single thing imaginable. I just want to
be tired. Really? So that means that if I want right now, I can just show up in your house, throw you in the ground and the floor and just like start riding your face, shoving my cock dip in your throat. Maybe flip Christmas you over morning. And shove my cock there. Just spit on it. Not even loop. Make it hurt. Would you like that?
Christmas morning. That
like turn
Christmas.
You around and just fuck you hard, like a little bitch, while I stroke your cock until I make you come.
Sounds like Christmas.
Is that what you like? Well, you know where to look for me, and you know how much I charge. No, just kidding. No, just kidding.
Yeah. Merry Christmas to everybody.
He's gonna make it snow.
I think he's.
I keep trying to get you to follow me on Twitter, but you never
do. My God. Well, if I haven't followed you, maybe it's because I can't follow more people, but I will go and follow you right now. You will be looking on my Twitter right now.
Your page and send me a message. And I'm going to write on the posting right now to me that call that you just followed me.
That's so cute. Thank you. Because I have so many. That's the thing with people that sometimes when they talk to me, I have so many people telling me, I'm talking to you on Twitter, and there's so many people talking to me on Twitter that it's really hard to mix and match, which one goes with what. But if you send me.
My Twitter picture is a picture of me in the white thong and in a fishnet stockings.
Perfect.
And his handle is I am tight.
And his handle is I am tight. I will look for I am tight.
I'm going to tweet you right now.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yes, tweet me and I will follow you right now.
All right, Keith.
I'll try to call back again if I can get you.
Of course. We'll be waiting for your call.
Bye, my love. Bye.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you for calling.
And now he just came. And so, Hell's Bell. This is Hell's Bell and Cyrus. I've known you two separately for a long time.
Yes.
And you, Hell's Bell, were just about to give up on men altogether.
Yes.
And your last trip in L.A. Now, when did you two first meet?
I've actually known him for over a year.
Right.
And how we met is, I don't know, you can tell the story. It's an unusual story.
With you two, I'm not surprised.
No, it's not like that. It was from a bad point to a good point, and that's where we're at right now. Something right. that grew. So, but I've known him for over a year.
Right.
Yeah, it's a really unusual story because we worked or performed in the same clubs and venues, right. and I'd never met her out there. So,
you noticed her?
No, I've never seen her.
Oh, okay.
I saw the pictures after she friended me on Facebook, and then some time went on, and then some stuff happened, and I just started talking to her because she was going through a hard time, and I had gone through similar injuries and stuff. So. We just started talking from there,
Right.
And we grew friendship, and she.
I was gonna say it sounds like a nice, healthy relationship.
as nice
based
and healthy.
Based off mutual respect and admiration.
Between two,
it actually happened in a good way.
Between two very sexual, very freaky, very.
Well, that only makes it more fun.
Exactly, and so it just recently. This recently blossomed into a relationship. I know because they posted on Facebook 5 times a day, every day. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Which will tell you.
That's his fault.
And trust me, from people. I mean, the sex must be mind blowing. I would imagine between the two of you, right?
When we can think.
Right. Cyrus is the master of feathers. Now, last time you were on the show, a couple things I forgot to ask about the feathering and. Have you seen the I mean, I showed you the picture, but have you seen it live in the clubs?
I have, actually. I go to a lot of different fetish parties like you do, although we're rarely at the same ones, and when we are, we take a selfie, so you always know me and Mark have been at the same party. I've seen his work.
Yes, so it's if you've been to any fetish party in L.A. And you see women walking around with the feathers, you've seen his work. Women and men. I mean, you love the bald head. You love all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. I love giving head.
And there's a whole line of people.
There's no meaning to it.
But you started with, now you're using what type of feathers now?
Pheasant quills. I started with ostrich and turkey feathers.
Right.
Grew out of that quick. I think pheasant quills have the best ones. The straight ones are nice, but I've also incorporated using the longer curved plumage. And
right.
It goes well on the front, like in the breasts and then over the shoulders.
Right. We went over this a little last time, but I mean, you saw a needle play and you decided to just add things to the needles.
Yes.
Make it a little prettier.
Yeah. I started out, with just your standard needle play. You know, you put the needles in and then maybe you put some ribbon around it, and it's been an evolution. There always has to be something a little bit more to it, something
right.
to make a little bit more artistic or a little bit more showy, because just the ribbon was boring.
Right. Did he put feathers on you before you started going out, Els?
Not yet.
No, you've never done it.
She's a virgin.
This is the first time, and you saved it for my show.
Yeah, he's going to pop my chair.
Pop my chair in the show. Well, why don't we do that? And I'm sorry that, I mean, I didn't mean to do it so early, but I'm sorry we were late. That was completely my fault.
Just rushing right in there.
If you guys are ready, why don't we start, and
so
people know what we're talking about, and we'll talk to Jesse and Savannah, was it?
Yes, Savannah.
So how did you meet Jesse, Savannah?
Oh, my God.
Well, okay, I'm going to try to make a long story short.
Okay. Does it include stretch assholes?
No.
Oh, my God.
Well, no. Okay. Yes. But sure. We'll talk about it. Okay. So without interruptions, because...
Okay. Well, we'll try.
I will lose track of side of my.
Well, bear in mind, he's going to be sticking needles in her right next to
me.
Yeah,
you can't get me too excited.
I would just like to remind everybody that I am terrified of needles, so I won't be watching that.
You can take the headphones off too.
Yeah.
Okay.
We don't need the top on.
Okay. Yeah, you can take the top off, Hells.
I bet.
Ooh,
yes.
Top off.
Yes. Oh, there we go.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. No, they're very impressive. Oh, as always.
Okay, here.
Please continue your story.
Let me tell you a story.
We just got distracted.
Let me tell you a story. So, a year ago on June 19th, I met this amazing guy. His name is Michael Johnson, and I was in the love bubble, and I couldn't believe it that I was a porn star. I had a boyfriend, and he was hot, and he liked me. He would do anything for me.
Well, was his Twitter handle, I am tight?
No.
Okay.
Oh, honey, he's
so
hot.
Turns out that when we were in the love bubble, he was dating her. He ended up dumping her, and then almost months later, 9 months, 10 months later, he decides that his feelings are not, 100% with me, but he never told me. So then I talk with her. I caught him, and this was the crazy thing. That's why I took a sabbatical, and I took a break from all of from everything, because I needed to first fix my heart, because right. it was very hard to perform. That's the hardest thing you could ever do. Try to perform and do porn when you have a broken heart.
Oh. Well,
it's really hard.
Especially when you have to get erect.
Exactly. So for me, it was heartbreaking that I couldn't, I was trying to perform and he was in my mind. I couldn't. Yeah. It was when the TEA Awards, that night that I won Best Transsexual Performer of the Year.
Right.
I caught him talking with her.
Oh, Michael Johnson.
And when I confronted him, he said it was his sister, blah, blah, blah. I wanted to kill her. I wanted to chop her head off. I hated her. But it wasn't until, and I was stuck in here in LA for like a week. And then the same night, he left back to Denver. So we were a week aside. When I get back, it was just like, I talked with her. I got her phone number and I was like, we need to talk. Once we started talking, we figured out that her love story and my love story was the same. Like, the same words, the same
Michael
romance.
Michael Johnson's a player.
Same thing. I was like, oh, fuck him. And then the more that we started, he's like, now if things are going to go like this, like this, like this. And everything she told me, everything started to fall into place. And then when she started telling me that she wanted to be a model, but he suppressed her and started to change her, I was like, my revenge. I am going to undo your job. I am going to bring her out of the shell where you put her. And if she wants to be a model, I am going to make her a model. So now that she told me that she wants to do porn, I told her I'm going to mentor you. Because I don't need to teach her how to have sex. I need to teach her how to keep her posture, how to keep not be stressed about doing the porn, how to prepare before the scene, how to prepare the night before the scene, all that stuff. So when she told me that she wanted to do that, I was like, let's do it. Let's forget about that asshole and do this amazing story.
And by the way, if you want to teach me how to have sex, I'll up for that.
Yeah, of course.
But this is like a naughty X-rated Lifetime movie.
There are many porns with similar plots.
How many transsexuals was Michael Johnson fucking?
Oh my god,
many. Later, once we broke up, like separate, like we haven't seen each other ever since.
Right.
I started finding out about this one and that one and that one and that one, and that's when I was like, I need to stop talking to people.
Right.
Like, it's just hurting.
And what's going? I mean, I didn't think those breasts could be even more beautiful, but oh my goodness! Are you into needles? Or are you a little scared?
I have tattoos, but every time I go get tested, it's like I don't know.
For me, it's I can't even look at it. It's the penetration because it sits underneath the skin.
Oh my god!
Because like I have tattoos also, but I'm terrified of needles.
But let me tell you what he's doing, and he went over this last time. He changed his gloves already once at least. He studied medical science. He actually was in the hospital and had to research things to help heal himself. And based on this, he's very, very careful. That's why the pizza box, to keep everything sterile.
Yeah, absolutely. And,
how is that? How do you feel with that, Hells? Is that all you ever thought it would be?
Yes, and more.
Okay, so we're gonna. He's changing his gloves again. He's the guy.
Oh my god!
And this is what he does in the clubs. There's a line of women and men to see what he does.
Just waiting to be penetrated.
But he always he always has alcohol. He always has gloves. He always makes sure that everything's sterile. He never uses needles.
Really? I don't know. I can't do that. My implants will pop.
He's got implants.
Yeah, he's got implants too. Well, speaking of tattoos, I was wondering: is there any way you could stand up, and I know this is an awkward moment, and show the eyes. Okay, well, hold on. Maybe this is not a good time. Hold on. Let's give them some space here. You guys want to switch? Yeah, you guys do your thing first.
So your back's
he's going to be like a little boob angel.
I see the feathers are settled again. Okay, there we go. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm the worst traffic cop ever. Like, everything happened. Well, you're saying you're going like that, but your dimples are hard. Let me see the eyes. I want
to. Oh my god! I know. I just he had to point that out. I'm like,
Can we see the eyes? Look at that.
That's cool.
Oh, talk about tattoos. Are we getting that on camera? Yeah, that's. I mean, that's. You work out. You do some sit-ups.
I do.
Yes.
Every time I have sex, of course I have to do my sit-ups.
Right. But I mean, it's a.
I know exactly.
It's what you mean. But you've got the eyes, and I've heard a couple people online describe that as a little creepy. Savannah doesn't think it's creepy, but it's.
Well, it's a creepy. I've always said.
Well, there's a dick coming out of your face, basically, above your crotch.
Well, the thing is that think about it.
My dick is watching you.
No. My point, the way I got it, the reason I got it was like, I need a tramp stamp. I need a sexy tattoo. If I'm going to be a porn star, I need a sexy tattoo. I already have a tattoo in the back. How about one that says something like, I don't know, boner garage or something, you know?
Enter here.
Or like, you know, something.
What's in the back? A mullet? I mean, what is going on in the back? Is that the back of your head? Or?
No, it's just sun and a moon.
The typical sun and moon, yeah.
A simple eclipse. So I decided to do something that, you know, will call the attention, will be a icebreaker, pretty much. That's how I said it. And tell me, isn't that an icebreaker?
yes, in some respects, yes. You're from Mexico. You're half Mexican, half Colombian. Yes. But how do you go from Mexico to Colorado?
Well, my dad was the one that got here when I was very young, and he brought me when I was about 10 years old to study here in the United States. Mm-hmm. And it was the best decision he could have ever taken to bring me here, because I would have never done like all the things that I've done back in Mexico.
I'm sure he's proud. Is he proud?
He's really proud. My dad's gay. So and right now I'm like,
apparently there was an exception at one point.
Yes, I'm really happy that you know he got married and everything. But when I started into porn, he said, so are you ready to do it? Like, are you sure? Like, about the future? Think about this. Think about that. Right. He saw that I was 100% sure. And I was like, just when you decided to be a transsexual, once you sit on the mule, nobody puts you down. Like, nobody brings you down. So if you want to go for it, go for it. And all he does, he's like, you will never believe what I saw at the store today. What? Look, I purchased your DVD. And he will
That's a little creepy.
I don't know. My dad has a lot of friends in the, you know, like the bookstores and stuff like that.
You don't have to put that on. I don't want to mess with your feathers. I'm listening to what you're saying, and I will get back to that. Yeah. And I don't want to take the attention away from you. But can you stand up and show what the beautiful stuff Cyrus has done? Do a little turn. Look at that. Oh, unbelievable. Yeah. Now, talk about a picture. That's...
Wow.
Oh, you all right? Wow. You got that?
I got to get the behind.
Yeah.
Turn back around. Let me get your little... I like it from the back even more.
Don't let Cyrus hear you say that. He doesn't want to take it from behind.
That's his behind.
Yeah.
That's mine, baby.
Oh, yeah. Very nice. And good for you.
Yeah, I can't see from the behind, so you'd have to tell me.
So that was your first time getting feathered. So how was it?
Absolutely awesome.
Did you get sexually aroused? Because we've had a little debate on whether it's an arousal
anytime
or not.
Anytime he touches me, I get aroused.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, every time he touches me, I get aroused too. But that's,
wait a minute. Are we going to fight on this?
No. You got him. It's okay. No, trust me. I'm all for the love story. So, and just to expand on what you were talking earlier, you both had a car accident. You're a case of motorcycle accident. And it was funny because I was wondering how you guys bonded. And right when you said it, it's like, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah,
I know you were having a lot of issues with your legs, and I'm assuming he's helping out with that.
Yeah, I identified with the trauma. I saw that, and I could hear it in her words in one of her Facebook posts. So I just started messaging her, and I just started relaying my experience, my ordeal, how I went through my journey. Because I was trapped in a hospital bed for 6 months. You know, I couldn't move, couldn't do anything. All I had was one hand to use the computer. Couldn't even wash my own balls.
Right.
You know, I was just happy to have the male nurse come and wash my balls. That's how starved I was for fucking human contact.
Right. Well, aren't we all? But that's I understand. So it's great. I remember I told you, I said, you know, she can be a bit of a handful, but...
I'm a firecracker, so...
I know, you're so tame tonight.
I know, he's tamed the bees.
You tamed Hell's Bell. You gotta see, when Hell's Bell's been on the show, all sorts of nutty things happen. She was banned
Bad things happen to people.
She actually was banned from the studio for over a year. And we've got her back, and we love having her back.
So beautiful.
So beautiful, and with the feathers, so... I'm glad you saved it for our show. I'm surprised. See, I was picturing you guys in the bedroom, you putting feathers on her like every day.
Where are these?
We have many other options.
I'll bet you.
we play with.
Yeah. Well, we did kind of blood bond already. She wears my blood around her neck.
You guys got blood bonds.
I have hers.
Oh wow! This is crazy.
And this is his
She's my property now, so I have this collar made for her, and the ring. I took the ring out of my cock after we baptized it, of course.
But, yeah, so
and
that's not
what closes it.
Because I was going to say that's that was looked a little small, but that's not the that's not a cock ring you put on the outside.
No,
of your
No, that's my Prince Albert.
That's the one you had in your cock.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh wow.
Yes, that's the
baptized.
But you still have all the piercings in your cock, or
oh yeah, I still got others down there. And,
right, but that's one of the piercings that you had in your cock.
Yeah.
And you had to remove. Ooh.
Just
how painful is that?
That doesn't make it any less special.
No, I didn't say ooh because it's disgusting. I said ooh like I'm picturing something coming on my cock and it's.
Oh, it doesn't hurt. I could actually put a straw down there and she could drink her drink through my cock.
Seriously?
Has that happened?
Oh my god.
Can
probably
we see that
tonight.
On tonight?
Oh,
Anna, can we see that?
Yeah, I know. Thank you, right? Can we
I was going to ask to see your
right
cock, but it sounds like your cock is a lot more interesting.
It's how like, about you drink and I'll drink?
Whoa.
So
I saw the party.
So how did,
I know.
Now we need
Jesse
a real
Dubai,
pizza.
I'm wondering, how did the, obviously that's a pseudonym, as always, everybody has a pseudonym here. How did you get Jesse Dubai? How did that work out?
Okay. So for me, Dubai, you know, it was...
It's a country.
It's a city.
City, I'm sorry. City, country.
I was going to call my name Vegas, you know, because it is kind of like the same ideology, but I'm different. I go out of the box better. So the reason why my name is Dubai is because I've always been attractive. The first dances that I started doing was belly dancing. So I've been attracted to the culture
and
everything. I'm a professional belly dancer as well. So
did you do a little belly dancing then?
Of course. But let me finish the story and then I will dance for you.
Oh, like, good. Because that's why you're not Jesse Four Collins.
Right. No, Dubai used to be just an empty land, just a desert, and now it's one of the most beautiful cities in the world. Mm-hmm. I used to be an empty canvas. I used to be a simple Mexican boy, and now I'm this beautiful, stunning girl. Right. That's how I see myself. I grew, I evolved within time. That's why I'm not Vegas. I am something better, the new Dubai.
The new Dubai. I got it. Very nice. So you just thought you were an ordinary Mexican boy, but you knew the woman was there.
I could see it in there.
Right.
And all I need to do was pull her out to show it to the world. And now the world sees it, and they have fallen in love with her the way I fell in love with her when she was just inside.
Right. And you were an attractive, feminine Mexican boy.
Thank you.
Very high. I'm assuming. I don't know. In Colorado.
I would have been.
Right.
Yeah, but, you know, you will always have those, I'm not hot enough, I'm not this enough, and we always want to,
what she was saying is very similar. I viewed myself as a sculpture, and little by little I bring out the pieces of myself that I already saw on the inside. It's just a matter of showing the person I am on the inside to the outside world. So, mm-hmm.
And by the way, that's a moment of intelligence by Nicole Six. We try to have one on every show. And go to NicoleSix.com and Amazon.com and get her new book, Some Fucked Up Shit, a collection of horror stories. That's great. Would you do a little belly dancing? I'd love to see that.
Of course. So it's really easy. It's like,
well, with those eyes.
Yeah, the eyes move, right?
Right? I mean, that's got
to
be the point.
Do when you belly dance.
Okay, we want to make sure we're getting this on camera. Okay, great.
I know.
All right, what do you do when you belly dance?
First, separate your body in three parts, which is the hips, one side.
They don't lie.
Without moving your shoulders.
Okay.
You can do.
Let me see if I can.
He's trying to follow you.
One of my favorite dances is dancing with a chandelier or a sword. Though, because that's when you have to show the shimmer without shaking your shoulders.
Look at that.
Wow. Ah,
Very nice.
See? Because Thank you. Before I started porn, I used to be in drag shows and doing a lot of
performances. Right, you were in burlesque. I read that.
So I started... since I was like, okay, I cannot be doing Shakira every weekend. Right. I cannot be impersonating her every single time. So I started taking dance classes. I started learning. So literally I can say I went to school to become a drag.
And how is the Colorado burlesque scene? Is it nice? Is it a lot of people?
Not really burlesque. I wouldn't really a lot of
more
call
of a
it
drag
burlesque.
Thing?
It's more of a drag. I was one of the ones that used to do burlesque because... Most of the girls will, you know, use pads or like makeup and use like drag, which is beautiful because they change so much. I don't change a lot. Right. Like I go with my hair. I come out with just like Carmen Carrera. She comes out herself.
Right.
The only thing that I do is that I come out half naked because I have the body for it,
sure.
perform, and that's what I do compared to what I used to do before, that I will change my face completely. I will go from looking like Selena, three songs, go backstage, change the makeup, you have 15 minutes, and then come out looking like Tina Turner, you know? Mm-hmm. And then go backstage, change your makeup, and come out looking like, I don't know, Celine Dion. It's so...
There's no way you could look like Celine Dion.
Well, of course not, but it's just giving you the...
Just illusion.
Right.
Illusions. Oh, yeah. So it was really hard, and with that, I learned a lot about makeup. I learned about a lot of the stuff that I use here, like makeup techniques when you want to look fierce when mm-hmm. you go on a scene. And a lot of the times, you don't have makeup artists, so you have to be good at, like, making sure your makeup lasts right. enough.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Hellspell can relate, although the hickey's still there, so I don't know if you caught that.
But I think that's beautiful. You have a hickey made out of love. It's like...
Thank you. That's what we were just saying. Why do I have to hide it?
There's a difference.
I didn't say you had to hide it.
I wouldn't hide it.
There's a difference when you see, you know...
Just I mean, you're wearing a cock ring. Who cares who it is?
Exactly. I'm wearing a cock ring.
The inside cock ring. So how did you... What was your first scene and how did you get into it?
My first scene was for King.com and it was for Tia Seduction. And it was when that big scare happened, you know, that all production had to stop because I was preparing.
Condoms?
Yes, I was preparing myself to like really go in. I was like, okay, finally I'm here. And I lost all this scare because we have gone through like the beginning of the story. And we're like, okay, we're ready for penetration. So Jesse, get hard, do this. And I was like, ready on position. I was like, okay. And then they're like, stop, come over here. And they're like, guess what? Apparently, there has been a scare. We cannot do it right now. There's gonna be fluid exchange.
Well, wait a second. You got all hard, and they said no.
And I was like, okay, that's fine. I was like, don't worry, we will give you a killer pay fee or something. And I was like, okay, that's fine. We're so sorry. And then Tomcat, he's like, how about if you do a solo? We'll do it as a feature. And I was like, that's better because I don't have to share screen with no one. It's just
right.
me.
I can see you like the spotlight.
Well, at first I was like scared because I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know if they were going to put music.
You jerked off before?
But yes, but it's so different. Solos are
totally
different.
Totally got to be different.
Solos are different because a solo, I have to come up with a story. She has seen me have
solos
sex.
Solos are different.
Yes. She saw me have sex like in camera on Tuesday. She saw me do twice on Sunday and Tuesday. So I don't mind performing like having sex in front of people when I'm doing a porn.
Right.
Because, you know, people is doing their own thing and whatnot. So I'm just like focused on what I'm doing with my partner. But when she was here with Eli Hunter and I was doing a solo, I was looking into the camera and I was like, do you like that? Yeah.
You were looking at her?
Yes. No, I was like looking at the camera and I'm like, do you want my tits?
But you were
yes.
imagining her.
No.
You're imagining me. I don't know.
He was imagining the person who was potentially watching at home, the viewer.
I was just touching myself and I'm like thinking, I'm like trying to come up with the story and I'm like, do you like this top? And I was like, remember that top that we got the other day? I just got this thing. Because it's like I'm going with the story and I lose track because there's like, it's just my own world. So it's better when I actually, when I do my solos, I actually write it. Like what I'm going to say.
Right.
And then if I go off the script, I go off the script. But at least I know something that is there,
you require direction,
a little bit.
And there is no direction if it's just yourself. So you had to become your own director.
So Savannah, you're getting into the old adult thing now. You're gonna be doing solos too?
Oh, I actually did one.
Oh
the
my
other
goodness!
Day. My first solo and my first hardcore too.
Oh, you did hardcore too?
I did yesterday.
Now define hardcore.
That's when you have sex on camera with someone else.
Okay, yeah. But I mean, because I thought hardcore was like DP or something like really.
No, it's the difference between softcore and hardcore porn.
Yeah, softcore is more like just.
Softcore
is what you see on HBO.
Yeah. Hardcore. Okay, so softcore is what I jerk off to, and hardcore is what everybody else does.
Yeah.
So you had sex with a partner on camera.
I did. Yes. Yeah, my first camera partner, so to speak.
And the other thing I was going to ask you, Jess, we had another transsexual star in here. You must have done a scene where you're fucking somebody, and the guy's fucking you, right?
Yes.
At the same time?
Yes.
Like the human centipede? Is that what you call it? Or is there a different
I call it the tree. No, human centipede is when everyone is eating each other's asshole and they go in a circle.
You've done that?
Just like the
no,
movie.
No, I would like to. I was just telling her.
Well, let's do it. Let's come on.
I'm okay. Have you ever like drove and have you ever like see a hot girl or guy? I don't know, whatever you're into these
I'm
days,
into girls.
Honey.
I'm into girls.
I don't know what people's into.
Although you look
days.
Like a girl to me.
I'm into everything now. I'm into like whoever loves me, I'm into that.
I'm into this love. This is fantastic.
This is beautiful. Oh,
sorry.
Oh, don't be sorry. It's just beautiful.
But how many guys do you fool? You must fool all.
I don't fool. We do fool a lot of guys.
You both fool.
Yeah. I want to say fool. How many guys do you surprise?
Yes. Yeah, not fool, surprise.
Because the owner of Skid Row Studios was surprised when I showed him another picture of you.
I know several of my friends were like, oh my gosh, she's so fucking hot.
Yeah,
well, but the interesting thing about it is I would say probably a quarter of the people are like, eh.
Yeah,
no, they just go with it.
There, yes, I already put it in my head that there's two reasons why people will talk to me. Either one, they like me, and two, they're harassing and hating on me because they like me. And I'll explain. I'll explain. There was me and her, we were walking in the fashion district, you know, shopping around because she wanted to go and check it out. I was like, let's go walk around. And then this guy, you know, walking down with his girlfriend, literally yells out, those are men. Oh my gosh. Like I said, calm down, please, come on, namaste, let it go, let it go. Oh no, I can't, motherfucker. I turn around and I'm like, but I'm hotter than your wife.
And oh, then the ladies
down though, like all the ladies at the stores, they were like, you go, Mika, yes, you're right, you go, Mika, you tell him.
Yeah. They're yelling at you in the wrong neighborhood, that's for sure.
Exactly. So it's kind of like, I already figured out if you're harassing at me, it's because you like me, but just to make yourself look straight, you're gonna go with like, oh, I don't like that.
Exactly.
I think that if you're straight, you can come to me and tell me, I think you're very beautiful. Not what I'm into, but I acknowledge your beauty. And that's a real straight man to me.
Right.
A gay guy will tell me, oh, girl, you're fierce. I love your look. Gay guy in the closet will be like, fuck that shit. I don't like none of that. Ugh. But then later, he will be texting and calling
exactly.
me, looking
He's
for me.
Let me tell you, Mija. I like you.
Thank you, Papi.
You're beautiful.
Aww.
Not what I'm into. Anyway, where does the time go? 100%
true.
Cyrus and Helsba, I'm sorry we didn't have more time to talk.
There's so much
more to this beautiful story. But thank you. You're back. The ban is lifted. You can come anytime. Cyrus,
yay.
It's always great to see you. When are you going to be doing the feathers again in the club?
I don't know. I don't have any scheduled date yet.
Okay, but if people want to get a hold of you, it's Morgan Deegan on Facebook?
Yeah, right there.
Okay, and Helsbell. How do people get a hold of you?
Therese Michelle Bell on Facebook.
Yeah, they took away the Hells Bell name, those bastards.
Well, my Hells Bells is my entertainment name, so they can find me either way.
There you go. It's great to have you. It's great to see the two hosts finally, because you met Josie. We got to get the three of you in there sometime. And Jesse Dubai.
Yes.
Charming, beautiful, loves the spotlight.
Thank you.
Doesn't want to share the spotlight,
yeah,
but loves it. How do people get a hold of you?
Of course, you can follow me at Twitter, Instagram, or Tumblr at TSJessie, or just Google me. Or if it's easier, just go to jessiedubai.xxx or my new website that I'm launching, jessiedubai.xxx.com.
That's what I was going to say. What are we going to find at jessiedubai.xxx.com? What are we going to find?
What are you going to find? You're going to find pretty much my modeling portfolio. Everything about me, my blog, what I'm doing with her, how I'm teaching her. Everything like behind the scenes of like, how am I turning her into what I've done? Because you know that when in this industry, sometimes you run into like brick walls and I don't want her to go through that. So it's like, I'll show you the ropes and then you can show other girls.
You mean like Michael Johnson.
Yes.
Anyway, Savannah, how do we get a hold of you?
You can find me at Twitter at SavannahThorne1 because I'm number one.
Okay.
And you can also find me at her website too.
Yes.
Okay. Savannah, we're going to have you in by yourself.
And
Jesse,
you know,
it's a pleasure meeting you. I wish we had more time. I'm sorry I'm late. What a great show. And Nicole, some fucked up shit, Nicole6.com, gothcomedian.com. Come check out my show tomorrow night, Hollywood Fringe Festival, if you're listening to this live, 10:30, Complex Theaters. Everyone have a wonderfully creepy week. Bye.
Goodbye.